Now, this is something that came up when we were discussing the invasion before the show. And you may not be able to answer this, but do you know what kind of radio shows are popular with the Martians?
I understand they like country music stations because they relate to the blindly patriotic messaging inherent in the genre. And also talk radio shows with lots of sound effects because they find fart jokes funny.
At Massey F3741 just tweeted to ask if you had any tips for getting rid of the smell of Martians. Sounds like At Massey F3741 has already met the invaders. Good question, At Massey F3741. I've heard the smell of cheese. And how were ye dealing with this medicine in 1938?
Cheese, if it was eaten by the cow that made the milk and then later went on to regurgitate all four of her stomach chambers at once. Gag. But I have found mixing 1 tablespoon of white vinegar in 1 gallon of water, applying it generously to the object with the Martian funk, waiting for it to dry thoroughly, and then setting it on fire and moving away to a neighboring city works wonders.
Thanks for joining us today, Madison. I think there's a lesson in that for everyone. Have you any final words of advice you could give to listeners at home who might, you know, still be worried about the Martian apocalypse?
Well, thanks so much for having me. My advice, if you're worried about a Martian apocalypse, is to be the lead in your own life's story. Because only the supporting characters are ever killed by the Martians. Bye!